Have you ever wondered what it really takes to make it as an actor? Not the glamorous red carpet version, but the raw, unfiltered reality of rejection, tiny apartments, and eating what Jenna Fischer calls actor's pizza, bread with ketchup packets and American cheese. For 8 long years before landing her iconic role as Pam on The Office, Fischer lived the struggling actor's life in all its unglamorous detail. Success in Hollywood isn't about being discovered overnight while sipping lattes. It's about persistence through crushing rejection, building a community of fellow artists, and creating your own opportunities when no one else will give you a chance. The journey requires not just talent, but resilience, financial savvy, and a willingness to embrace the unglamorous work that builds a foundation for success. What separates those who make it from those who don't isn't just talent. It's the ability to keep going when every logical voice says to quit. Proper training is fundamental to an acting career. College theater programs offer safe spaces to experiment with roles unavailable professionally. Training continues throughout your career. A good acting class should feel safe and nurturing, never abusive. Without solid technique, you'll compete at a disadvantage against thousands of trained actors. Moving to Los Angeles or New York is necessary but demanding. My first LA apartment had stained carpet, cardboard box nightstands, and neighbors, including a suicidal painter and bedridden Russian woman. Yet this was considered a good location. I made a crucial mistake in Los Angeles. With my theater degree, I arrogantly avoided classes and theater companies, isolating myself. My roommate, however, joined a theater company, constantly engaged, meeting people, and creating projects. Everything improved when I started volunteering, taking classes, and connecting with fellow artists. Most actors are natural hermits, but you must resist isolation. Building a family of creative, supportive people is essential, just like Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, who met in improv class, or the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia creators, who succeeded through collaboration. The financial reality is sobering. While the median SAG actor income is $52,000, most earn less than $7,000 annually from acting. After agent commissions, 15-25%, and taxes, 25-30%, even decent salaries shrink dramatically. My $8,000 savings vanished within 6 months. You'll need a day job, since auditions and bookings will be sparse. Seek flexible work, hotel desk clerk, waiter, dog walker, or early morning positions like barista. I relied on office temp jobs and weekend catering. Employers hesitate to hire actors, knowing they'll leave for opportunities. Though I initially tried honesty in interviews, I learned to use creative excuses, doctor appointments instead of auditions, dental emergencies for shoots. Despite these necessary deceptions, always deliver excellent work. Give your day job 110%. Abundance breeds abundance. Finding an agent was challenging due to constant rejection. Agents prioritize clients who can generate immediate income, and I lacked both experience and SAG membership. Headshots are essential for actors. My free college photo proved inadequate quickly. After several attempts, I discovered what qualities I needed to convey: sweet, trustworthy, open, cute, and vulnerable. This authentic representation ultimately led to the office audition. Never select headshots alone. Rely on photographers, teachers, or strangers for objective feedback. Industry standards require color photos, with sessions ranging from $400 to $875, depending on location. Joining SAG-AFTRA presents a catch-22. You need membership for professional jobs, but need professional work to join. Common entry paths include commercials or extra work. Working as an extra requires no training or headshots. On union productions, non-union extras can be bumped up, earning vouchers. 3 make you eligible to join. Before joining, consider the financial commitment: $3,000 initiation fee plus annual dues. Union members cannot work non-union jobs without risking penalties. I view my acting career as a corporation, where I'm both the product and CEO. My startup began with headshots sent from my kitchen table, but eventually I needed representation to access union jobs. Career advancement comes best from being seen performing. I reluctantly took a 7-line part in a friend's HBO showcase that seemed insignificant. After just 3 performances, Naomi Odenkirk approached me, impressed by my work. She's been my manager for 15 years, helping shape my career and arranging the meeting that led to the office. When meeting agents, be authentic without gimmicks. Be specific about your goals. Instead of "I'd do anything," say "I love comedy and want roles in television comedy, especially on ensemble shows." Remember, this is a mutual interview. An agency's size matters less than the individual agent. Will they take your calls? Are they passionate about you? Do you like them? Most importantly, do they believe in you? An agent gets 10% because they do 10% of the work. You must do the other 90%. Every actor has audition horror stories. I once froze completely with Larry David and awkwardly tried to hug him afterward. Another time, I broke down crying after flubbing a line. Nervousness manifests differently. My teeth would throb, while a friend would involuntarily pass gas from anxiety. Success isn't booking every role, but creating consistent quality work. My path to The Office illustrates this. I first auditioned for casting director Allison Jones for Freaks and Geeks, then continued auditioning for 5 years before landing Pam Beasley. What mattered was demonstrating reliability. Each audition plants seeds for future opportunities. Remember, you are enough. Bring yourself authentically rather than guessing what casting directors want. This helped me land Pam when Allison advised, "Dare to bore me." I arrived looking like a real receptionist and gave short, awkward responses. After 8 struggling years, I nearly quit. My agent insisted I was close, and my manager asked bluntly, "Are you an actor or aren't you?" I gave myself 1 more year. Then The Office happened. The most valuable actors can take is creating their own work. Rob McElhenney created It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with friends for under $200. Mark Proksch's K-Stras Yo-Yo Guy YouTube pranks landed him a role on The Office. My breakthrough came from a mockumentary about charity workers, experience that proved invaluable when auditioning for The Office. Embrace imperfection. Whatever you decide to make, tell yourself it's going to suck, and then do it anyway. Finishing projects builds your creative vault for future opportunities. Rejection remains constant even after success. I was fired from a CBS pilot because focus groups didn't believe Pam would marry Joey. Successful actors aren't necessarily the most talented. They're those who refuse to quit. Reed Birney won a Tony at 62 after decades of struggle. What separates success stories? They kept showing up, created opportunities, and built supportive communities. The path isn't linear. It's messy and heartbreaking. But finding joy in the process while refusing to be defeated might lead you to living your dream.